The watchdog group American Transparency investigated College of DuPage through OpenTheBooks.com, an online portal that aggregates about a billion lines of federal, state, and local spending. It revealed what it called illegitimate spending at COD in its 500-page report, including membership dues to a private shooting club for President Robert Broider, liquor described on ledger lines as instructional supplies, and millions of dollars to companies connected to the College Foundation and Board of Directors. COD spokesman Joe Moore calls the claims emphatically false.
The issues are relatively the same that they're bringing up, and none of those are correct in the way they're presented to the reader or the listener.
COD Senior Vice President Tom Glazer said the shooting club membership belongs to Broider, but he is reimbursed by the college.
There are not people out shooting guns all the time when Dr. Broider is out at that place. There's actually business going on behalf of the college.
Lynn Sipita, COD controller, said the alcoholic beverages are used in the COD culinary management program, as well as in the on-campus restaurant where the program students work.
Yes, they were booked as instructional supplies. That was one of the accounts. We didn't really have an account set up for food and beverages. Probably it was not the best decision we had to put it in instructional, but it is an instructional.
Broider said in a letter to the Washington Times that there are no hidden transactions and the accusations by the newspaper and OpenTheBooks.com were false and misleading. The founder of American Transparency urges residents to demand a property tax freeze at COD's Board of Trustees meeting next week. I'm Katie Finlan, WNIJ News.